G'day, Tony.
Hi there, Nicole.
How are you? Hi, good.
It's all right. Look, I only just picked it up briefly, so I was somewhat intrigued in whoever the official was that you were talking to, because it appeared to me the only thing, he was a bit confused about the whole arrangement, but then I noted he come out about septic tanks.
Mm.
And I thought, well, what planet are you on, mate? Because in reality, there has been a system in this country for several years, and I'm certainly not involved with it, but I'm an extremely happy customer, a product called AA Worm Farm Waste Systems. Now, I've got one at this property here. We are approximately 8 metres above a pristine section of the Mallacoota Lake system on a 45-degree slope.
Yep.
And we wouldn't be...
Sounds like a water catchment to me.
Exactly, and we're not 15 metres from the edge of the actual water. And the biggest problem I had when I wanted to build the house here in this situ was, you can't possibly have a septic tank, you know, there. And I said, I don't want a septic tank. I wouldn't have a septic tank. They're disgraceful, disgusting, third world. They're, something out of the ark.
Got it.
So I explained to the Far East Gippsland Shire, or Bensdale, I think they come from these days, and I pointed out that all the toilets, all the showers, the dishwashers, washing machines, and would you believe foxes and chooks, anything that I have to shoot in the way of foxes goes into this thing, including 40 cubic metres of weeds over a 10-week period. Now, there is no odour coming out of it. There's no effluent that runs out into the water, but it took me nearly 2 years to work on them to get them to approve it. Now, since I've had it here, there's been several other people in this vicinity. One other friend of mine lives on the side of Mangan's Lake. He's put one in because he was concerned like me. He didn't want to destroy the lake system. So I sort of find it a bit remarkable when someone in with the knowledge these people should have, if they haven't woken up to a system which has probably been trotting around the world now for about 10 years, I guess.
What sort of system is it, Tony? Yes, because one of the...
It's a worm farm system.
Worm farm system.
Yeah, there is, and there's no... It's just aerobic, and everything this... You don't even have to use power in some situs. Mm. I've got minor power running to mine. We've only got solar power here, just to operate a pump, because I chose to kick the material back away from to one side, where I wanted to make some use of it in some planting. But now... the water that comes out of it, let me tell you, I can lift the lid off this unit, I could climb into it and still breathe. Now, as you'd be well aware, no doubt, that if you lifted the lid off a septic tank and dropped in it, not only would you be pretty ill, but you'd be dead pretty soon because you'd be gassed.
Yeah, well, that's right. I mean, it's not a hobby that I take up. But the point that you're making is that these new guidelines, as well as saying you can only build on 40 hectares if you're in a water catchment area, also say that you must be connected to a reticulated sewage system.
Yeah.
You say, well, there are options. Why enforce these sorts of requirements when there are other options, which are not septic tanks and which do the job just as well?
Better.
For you and for the environment.
Yeah. And look, I spent 25 years in a business called Wetland and Wildlife Creations, and I started off, we used to do so-called swamps to run after effluent was coming out of septic tanks, running them through filtration systems. And this company approached me when they saw what I was up to. And look, I can honestly say, forget the solars and all the wind-driven stuff and all this. It would be undoubtedly the most environmentally friendly thing I've done in my whole 71 years. So it beats everything I've played with hands down. Now, our company won 7 major environmental awards around Australian awards, including one of your ABC Greening Australia award. And... it's mind-bending stuff.
And what do we Google if we want to find out more about this system?
Well,
Tony?
All I can tell you, the company, they come from down Flinders, and it's AA Worm Farm Waste Systems. Hang on, I'll see if I can...
No, that's all right. We're not doing ads, but I'm just saying...
okay.
You know, we can... I mean, you can Google worm farm systems,
I'm sure there'll be
multiple providers
that
come up. Thank you, Tony.
Good on you.
Cheers, that's Tony from Genoa.